سفتم في فلخ إني اسم أوت وأفشنا في بشوي في أوي أفهم سيسا أونا
من
ببيوت اللي
Stand up in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. A reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. John the Evangelist. May his blessings
lead us all.
Amen. Open, sotiro, open, urotir, eni, sover, sosipshini, emefnuti, et onchpi, pi, fa, pinoti, pin, shine, enim, shine, enteni, eneti, lo, ami.
Psalms of our teacher David, the prophet and the king. May his holy blessings be with us, amen. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. He causes his wind to blow and the waters flow. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray to the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I come forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, "See, now you are speaking plainly and using no figure of speech. Now we are sure that you know all things and have no need that anyone should question you. But this we believe, that you came forth from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Indeed, the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have we will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Be to God forever. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is a Sunday, and this week, we are talking about, again, like between the Ascension Feast and between the Paraclete, the Pentecost. Jesus Christ spent 40 days after his resurrection. 40 days, he tried to appear to everyone as much as he can, or for some people specifically, during the 40 days. St. Paul said, like, he appeared to some disciples, apostles, and he had a target. The target, he was to comfort all the disciples, but also too, there is a message for everyone. Like St. Peter, when he appeared to him, he said, I forgive you. When he appeared, for example, to Thomas, St. Thomas, he said, believe in me. It's not necessary to see me. Believe only. Also, he appeared to Mary Magdalene. It's like a reward. She loved him a lot. She was awake from 4 o'clock in the morning. She wanted to go to see him in the tomb. And according to this love, he also to try to reward her. And it was the first appeared to Mary Magdalene during this day. And also he appeared to 500, as St. Paul said in his epistle, he appeared to 500 disciples or 500 apostles too. He said that in the epistle. But in Ascension, he said in Acts 1:11, 1:9 and 1:11, he was taken up before their very eyes. And also he said, and a cloud hide him from their sight. In Acts 1:11, he said, two angels then tell the disciple that Jesus was taken into heaven. Number one, it established Jesus as a reigning king over all power in all ages. It's like an icon. Jesus Christ tried to draw it by himself, for himself. And he drew all the icon by himself from the beginning, from the incarnation. The problem that all the people, they look to Jesus Christ or to God. He is in heaven. He's not present here. He is a power and no one can see him. But after his incarnation, we could see him on the earth when he was incarnated. He started by his incarnation to draw an icon. And to complete this icon, there's many steps and many stations he passed through. He passed as a kid, he lived as a kid, and he grew up, and he told the people, he has disciples, and go through many things, and did miracles, and after his preaching too, he went for crucifixion, and he died, but he conquered the death, and to complete that by resurrection, and after resurrection, he appeared to the disciples, and after that, to complete this icon, I am the power. He descended to the heavens. In Ephesians 1:20-21 here, he said, raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. Father, we have been seated with him in the heavenly places in Jesus Christ. And we saw him on the right hand. Again, the right hand, it is not a physical right hand. It's a symbol of glorified, the glorification and the power. So now we see who is Jesus Christ. He's the Almighty. So when we talk to him, what we believe in him and believe about him with his power too. Number two, it gives us access to God's throne for mercy and grace, for sure. Jesus said in Hebrew, St. Paul said in Hebrew 4:14, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens. Also in Hebrews 1:3, passed through the heavens, in the ascension double language, Jesus passed through the heavens to be seated at the Father's right hand. Now we have an access to this heaven. Why? The last week, it was very clear. God tried to reveal himself and said, I am the way. You believe in me, I am the way. But we don't know what is the way. So he went to the heaven and opened the door of heaven and said, this is the way to heaven. Now, when I talk to him, I know where is he. And also, too, I believe that I wanted to go also, too, to the heaven. So when I'm asking him anything, when I'm, like, praying to him, I'm not praying to someone else. No, I'm praying to the grace. I'm looking for his grace, too. He said in Hebrew 4:16, draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. As if, for example, like I have... My father is a king, but he was with me here. And after that, he went to his palace. So when I call him, he has his power. I know that he has all his power from talking to him too. I'm looking for his grace. Number three, it provides an advocate on earth whose presence is limited. He said in John 14, I am the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth, in John 18:7. But very truly, I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. It's something different in after the ascension. We are looking for the Holy Spirit come to me. Number one, when Jesus Christ entered to the heaven, he took our humanity. He was the first one in his humanity enter to the heaven. And he glorified and blessed my humanity too. He was the first one, so I am glorified. If I'm looking to myself, I look also to Jesus Christ when he took my humanity in front of his Father and I said, I have everything. I have all the body of the human and I glorified. That's why here he said, I will send you after that the paraclete. So he was ascended, he will send us this Holy Spirit. And what is the Holy Spirit? We receive it in the baptism. When you wake in the morning and you feel that you wanted to pray sometimes, is the Holy Spirit. When you did a sin, and the paraclete and the Holy Spirit said to you, like you fell, go and repent and confess. This is the Holy Spirit. When you feel comfort with something you decide to do, is the Holy Spirit. Also, it keeps us longing for his return. In Acts 1:11, the same Jesus who was being taken from you into heaven will come back the same way you have seen him go into heaven. Acts 1:11. When all the disciples, during the ascension, as I said that before on Friday, like Jesus Christ can use any way, for example, to go to the heaven, like disappear suddenly. So why he used this way, like in front of their eyes, all the looking up. Number one, we have to look up all the time. The problem that we have our life and we live our life, but we haven't Jesus Christ in front of our eyes all the time. I remember when, like, maybe more than 15 years ago, I went to another country in France, in Paris, and I was with some monks, Catholic monks, and there is a lot of kids around too, and they have a camp, and we have to play all together. And we have a lot of activities during a week. I found, because these monks, like, taught all the kids how to do everything in their life, what they did. In the morning, for example, they have activity, have to run. And when they are running, they glorify the name of God. And they are happy. They are enjoying their life. And after that, they invite me, let's go for soccer game. And when they are playing, they glorify his name. At the same time, they are doing everything and they glorify the name of Christ. So the name of Christ in front of their eyes all the time. They are not forgetting him. Even I am in my life, I'm working, I'm going anywhere, I'm playing, I'm doing anything. But also always, my eyes is always going up. That's why he was ascended to the heaven. And all the disciples and the apostles were looking up. And also we are waiting him to come back. That's why we are looking to the east. The same place that he is coming back from him. That's why we are looking to, so we are looking to his return back to us. His return, the second coming, maybe it's coming soon or later, but I know something very important for me. I'm waiting to meet him back. That's why I'm always looking up. And when I'm praying looking up, looking to the heaven. This is all about ascension, but I have to learn some lessons. Like everything in our church, I have to learn. I pass through many feasts, but every time I have to talk to myself, what is a lesson that I have to know, I have to learn. Number one, God always gives us what we need, not what we want. You can imagine the disciples spent 3 years, around 3 years with Jesus Christ. They spent three years, they lived with him, they talk, they saw the miracles, they eat with him, they pass everything with him. So there is a very deep relationship between disciples and between Christ. They want that to keep Christ with them. So from outside, to feel that they are protected. So they want to keep Christ with him, with them. But it's different than their need. Their need to have the Holy Spirit inside them, inside, not from outside. So we have to believe that God is giving me what I need, not what I want, which is a different word. Exactly like a kid. He wants to do something, but he didn't understand, for example, that is his need or not. So I try to teach him, I will give you your need. For example, if he's eating, I love chocolate. I want a chocolate. I want to eat chocolate all the time. But his need, he have to find different other food for him. This is a difference between what Jesus Christ is giving me, what I want or what I need. He, from his side, is giving me what I need, not what I want. It is better for you if I go, for if I do not go, the Advocate, which is the Holy Spirit, will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. That's why their need to have the Holy Spirit inside them. So the Holy Spirit will be everywhere and everywhere in the world. How many people are baptized and they have the Holy Spirit? If Jesus Christ is here only, so it will be only in the place, but now he sent his Spirit to us and to everyone. Lesson number two, Obey even if you don't fully understand. You can imagine that in Acts 1 he said, while meeting with them, Jesus enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father about which you have heard me speak. You can imagine that Jesus Christ said to them, stay in Jerusalem. Like, okay, why have to stay in Jerusalem? We have to go. We have to go everywhere. Halas, you are ascended and not into the heaven. It is not now the time to stay here. No, this was an order from Jesus Christ to the disciples and the apostles. Stay in Jerusalem. And all the time they stayed in the upper room, which is where they took the Last Supper. You can imagine that if one of the disciples, for example, said, like, I don't believe what Jesus Christ said to me, and I have to go away. It is not logic, and I will put under this logic like hundreds underlines. Sometimes we feel that the logic is to do that. But if I open, if I open the Bible and I see, for example, like, love your enemies, forgive, for example, those who have hurt you. Like, it's not logic. How I love my enemy. How I can forgive someone who hurted me. This is an unlogic one. But he promised me, believe in me, and you will see the blessing. I'll give you the grace. So the problem is we are not believing in that. That's because we are not obeying to and not believe that this is a promise that God give it to me. No, this is a lesson that what the disciples and apostles like taught us from 2,000 years ago. We have to obey even if I'm not fully understand. Love your enemy, I will love. I will see what is the blessing from that. Obey only, and you will see the grace of God too. Number three, which is lesson number three. When it comes to prayer, never give up. So they obey, and they stay inside the room, the upper room, and what they have to do? They said, devoted themselves with one accord to prayer, together with some women and Mary, the mother of Jesus and his brothers. The problem in ourselves, for example, if we have a problem, so we go together in the family and we talk and we cry and we remember what happened before and we said, like, he has a problem, and we gossip and we talk about everyone and we talk and we talk and we talk and we forget that we have to pray. Now the disciple and the apostle, they have an issue that Jesus Christ was ascended, and he told them to stay in the upper room or to stay in Jerusalem. They obeyed that, but what they did, and instead of, for example, like sitting together and talk about the good old days and what happened, you remember when he was with us? No, they didn't do that. They focus only on something very important, pray. So when I have an issue, where I have anything, not depend on issue too. In my life, I have to, every single day I have to pray and never give up. They stay first day finished, and we prayed, hey, what you will do? And they are asking, and they're looking like around them, like maybe Jesus Christ will appear again, but he was ascended to the heaven. They are waiting something. Nothing happened. The day number two, day number three, I think it's 3 days, yeah, on the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. After 3 days, my prayers, God will answer my prayer. No, it's not like that. On the right time and the right day, he will answer, and he will reply. If I go to the first lesson, he give me my need, not what I want. That's why it depends on the right time, what he's seeing. I'm not trusting him. So he said, when you pray, never give up. They stay praying for 9 days. And they didn't know when exactly. He said, I will send you my spirit, the advocate, the Holy Spirit, the spirit of truth. And what is the spirit of truth? We don't know. We don't understand. Like, what exactly do we have to do? What do we have to do? What do we have to wait? Even waiting something I don't understand even, it's so hard. So they look for prayers only, and instead to gossip or talking about the good old days, no, they start to pray. If I see an issue, for example, in other people, or at church, or anywhere at work, or one of some whatever who, and instead of come and talk to the other people, talk to God, pray. And this is exactly what the disciples and the apostles did. They prayed. And their prayers were not answered immediately, to only also to teach us and to have to learn, we have to wait. Never, never give up. Three lessons I have to learn from the Ascension. One is God always give us what we need, not what we want. Number two, obey even you don't fully understand. Number three, when it comes to prayer, never, never give up. God give us also too the grace and the blessing of these days. We are waiting with the disciples too in the upper room to receive the Holy Spirit inside us, that the Holy Spirit work inside us too. And we have to keep the Holy Spirit function. The problem that we have the Holy Spirit all, but we have to keep him like function. To function the Holy Spirit is by prayer, by reading the Bible, by talking to my Father all the day. And only to tell you exactly, because we have, you see, today, for example, we have procession inside the altar only. This is exactly what Jesus Christ said to the disciples. Don't leave Jerusalem. That's why we are doing the procession inside the altar. We're not going outside. That's why we are not doing the procession outside the altar. So as if we are with the disciples inside the upper room, we are praying too, so we are doing the procession. We are very happy. That's why when you go to the gospel, we see that after his ascension, they went back to the upper room in Jerusalem and they were happy. You can imagine that someone is leaving me. I lived with him for 3 years and I saw a lot of things with him and I lived with him, but how I go back when he is leaving me, but I'm still very happy because I know that he will send his spirit inside me. So let's pray together that God give us the Holy Spirit, or to function the Holy Spirit inside us and to enlighten our life. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Declare his glory and wonders. Christ is risen from the dead, has ascended into the heavens. Ga'a Rabbu ila bayti Anya ورفع يديه وباركهم وصعد إلى السماوات.
هللويا 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 المسيح قام من الأموات وصعد إلى السماوات فاعرب اربرز بنا أفنم ببيوتنا غاثوسنا sejenteno en shaene jeves mara oten jeremem bebnevom esawab tetereya
En sofentio proskomen kireleison chenumet mi.
In heaven, one God, God the Father, Pentecreator, Creator of earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages.
Light,
true God, begotten, not created, one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made.
Who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven and incarnate the Holy Spirit and Virgin Mary and became man and was crucified for us
on the Pontius Pilate, suffered, buried, and third day he rose from the scripture. In heaven he sits at the right hand of his Father. He's coming again. His kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, spoke by the prophets. One holy gather comes to the church, we confess one baptism for the remission. Tengo este volcha et henti anastasis enteni eremot, nem bion gente bion es neio. Amen.
Επί προσαυκής το θήτε.
Η ειρήνη τώρα.
Και το πνεύμα